This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the cynicism of emergency aid for Puerto Rico. There seems to be no limits to the vengeful pettiness of President Trump and his administration. Nowhere is that clearer than looking at the deliberate obstacles placed in the way of Puerto Rico's recovery, or lack of it, from Hurricane Maria in 2017, or now the earthquake of 2020. I'm watching the Puerto Rico story closely, first because I keep hoping against hope that we're learning something in dealing with disasters, and now secondly because my family was in Puerto Rico, and in fact in Guanica, where the recent 5.9 earthquake struck less than a week before the event. I had not taken seriously the concerns expressed by my daughter and mi compañera when one night in Ponce, they'd felt wave after wave of small tremors in the run-up to what could be a worse event after we'd returned home. My old Latin teacher in high school used to call this a coup de grace, which he, a polio victim, defined as kicking a cripple. Puerto Rico was hardly up off its knees when we were there, and friends were optimistic about the report that emergency relief already allocated by Congress was finally about to be released. Well, some $16 billion of the $20 billion allocation was released, now years after the storm, but it was done a bit in the way the sick joke works, where a $20 bill is left on the street, and when someone bends down to pick it up, a string pulls it away. Candid camera style. To actually get the money, Puerto Rico must file a budget, agree to pay less than $15 per hour to workers on any projects, change its land ownership and title rules that are more informal, and while jumping through all of those hoops, they have to wait while the Fiscal Review Board diddles around with a request before really finally letting Puerto Rico have the money. This is just meanness. President Trump has been notoriously ill-tempered and tight-fisted with the island. It seems his perceived prejudice against Muslims also extends to anyone, including citizens of a U.S. territory like Puerto Rico, who speak Spanish. The claim is concerns about corruption, but it seems undeniable that this is a smokescreen. After Katrina in a terrible era, Louisiana's Governor Blanco reacted to similar claims about potential corruption and recovery funds in such a way that federal money for housing relief was held up for what seemed forever, almost crippling the recovery. Now Puerto Rico is caught in the same shadow boxing. The electric grid collapsed again in the aftermath of the earthquake for several days. Trump insisted that none of the recovery money now kind of being released can be used for that purpose. On the island, we heard the issue has to do with an attempt to privatize the system, which likely is supported by the administration. HUD supposedly has allocated $2 billion for the grid, but once again, HUD Undersecretary Ben Carson has gone out of the way to make accessing any money difficult for Puerto Rico. All talk, no action, doomed recovery. Puerto Ricans are not allowed to vote in the presidential election, which means that President Trump couldn't care less if Puerto Rico and his people rise or fall, live or die. What a tragedy and an outrage. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.